Hey guys, live from the multiverse, it's Grace. I just wanted to hop on and talk a little bit about the full moon today. It just went full about 5 minutes ago here in Denver. So this moon is the full moon in Leo. The sun is currently in Aquarius. The moon is opposite Pluto in Aquarius right now and squared with Jupiter in Taurus. So there's a dynamic tension happening with the full moon opposition, and it's seeking release through the planet that is at the center of the T-square, which would be Jupiter. So basically, we have a fixed square in the sky right now with the sun in Aquarius, moon in Leo, and Jupiter in Taurus. These fixed squares are very intense because fixed signs are the most resistant to change. Yet, that adherent tension of the square presses precisely for change. Something here has got to give. So a full moon, by definition, is an opposition aspect. A full moon is the most important opposition aspect because it engages the two fundamental parts of ourselves, our yang, solar identity, and our yin, which is the lunar identity. This can also be expressed as masculine and feminine. To create life, we need energy and matter. We need both yin and yang, and we need day and night. So to bring the potential of the new moon conjunction to life, we need to become aware of the inherent duality of our nature. We need to be able to see these two entities within us. The sun and the moon put this story on display for us every month. When we have a new moon, the sun is conjunct the moon, while the moon is invisible. A seed has been planted, yet we are not aware of it. In the same way, we can't see the moon, which has disappeared in the glare of the sun. It is only when the sun and the moon are at maximum distance from each other, at a full moon, that we can see the full disk of the moon. The opposition comes with the paradox where, on one hand, we have full clarity and are fully aware of the energies at play. Yet, because these energies are at the maximum distance away from each other, we relate to them as if they were two separate entities. In psychology, the process of becoming aware of one's paradoxical, dual nature starts with the so-called mechanism of projection. Projection means we take aspects or qualities of ourselves that we find difficult to accept or acknowledge and attribute them to others. We then split our internal landscape into dichotomies. There is me, and there is them. There is good, and there is bad. There are values we resonate with, and also values we despise. If we identify with one pole of the spectrum, let's say the sun, we would automatically reject the other pole of that spectrum, so the moon. If we resonate with one particular value, we then feel compelled to align ourselves with all the supporting values and ideas associated with that primary value. If we support a sports team, we'll like everything about that team and dislike other competing teams. If we support a political party, we support all the individuals in that party and feel animosity towards everyone else. All the ideas promoted by that party, even when they contradict our personal values, we will be invested in. And it does make sense to take this approach, at least to some extent. There's that part of us that is Jupiter. This Jupiter part likes coherence. It likes direction. It likes to have one clear answer. It finds it easier to relate to one big truth. But there are times when Jupiter's coherence becomes Jupiter dogma. This is a hideaway from our own resistance to change. It's an easy way to not deal with our internal paradoxes and the complexities of our existence. When we get stuck in our initial narrative without questioning it, we may end up on a wrong path, distancing ourselves from the very thing we tried to seek in the first place, which is the truth. How do we solve this riddle?
Well, by embracing our internal paradoxes, by owning our darkness, or the less desirable traits, and equally important, by owning our light. All that we could become, all that we could grow into. If we don't like something about someone, that's likely because, one, we don't like that thing about ourselves. Two, there's something about the positive qualities of that person that reminds us of our own fulfilled potential, triggering feelings of inadequacy or insecurity. The symbolism of this full moon in Leo is that of a conservative, old-fashioned old lady who is confronted by a young hippie girl. This symbolism speaks of the collective, cultural, and social crisis that challenges us to accept the relativity of social values, which in turn helps us embrace the relativity of our own personal values. What needs to change? It largely depends on the individual, on your own story, reflected by the natal houses in your chart and the planets triggered by the full moon in Leo. Pluto, closely aspecting the full moon, is now in Aquarius. We are living in a fully digitalized world, yet there are people who don't know how to send an email because they are not into this tech stuff or because tech is too difficult. Yet tech and computers are part of our everyday life, and our whole society is now built around tech, whether we like it or not. Even if we choose to live in remote areas without a Wi-Fi signal, unless we choose total isolation or live in an ashram type of community, there are still times when we need to make a phone call, communicate digitally, or send things through electronic means. This first full moon in Leo with Pluto in Aquarius will raise our awareness of who we are as an individual in this new Pluto in Aquarius era. Is there a way to be one's true self, which is Leo, while adapting to the changing realities of the world that we live in, Aquarius? What aspects of yourself require acknowledgement and acceptance? What paradoxes must you reconcile to embrace the transformative potential of this new Pluto in Aquarius era? What conflicting values do we need to reassess and integrate to bridge the gap between your individual truth, which is Leo, and the shifting realities of the world, which is Aquarius? I recommend pulling some cards if you can, or doing a meditation or your preferred form of divination even, to explore some of these different prompts and see what you come up with. I hope everybody has a lovely full moon. Much magic to y'all. Thank y'all for listening.